I recently published a video called The Canopy Theory Exposed. And many people had questions about, well, if the canopy theory is not true, how did people live so long in the past? How did they live to be over 900 years old? And how did animals get so big like what we find in the fossil record? Well, I cover this in my book, Truth in Genesis, Exposing the Lie of Evolution in Millions of Years. And I'll touch on it briefly here in this video. Here's an article from way back in 1993 that says, new theory, lack of oxygen, not asteroid, killed the dinosaurs. And they say an 80-foot-long Apatosaurus had a set of nostrils about the same size as a horse's nostrils. They went on to say that there were some serious problems with trying to get air into that animal. They said dinosaurs could not have existed without having more oxygen in the air to start with. And interestingly, science has proved that there was much more oxygen in the past than what we have today. And they've done this by looking at amber bubbles. Amber is petrified tree sap. Sometimes air gets trapped in the tree sap before it is hardened, and an air bubble is preserved in the amber. And research has shown that some of these air bubbles in the amber have 50% more oxygen in them than we do in our atmosphere today. Our atmosphere has 21% oxygen. And the research has shown that there's, in the past, it was over 50% more oxygen. It says right here, analysis of the gases in these bubbles show that the Earth's atmosphere contained nearly 35% oxygen compared to present levels of 21% oxygen. So there was much more oxygen in the past than what we have today, at least 50% more. And with much more oxygen in the past, this could have contributed to people living much longer before the flood. The Bible says the people before the flood lived to be over 900 years old. Adam, the first man, lived to be 930 years old. Noah was 950 years old. Immediately after the flood, lifespans dropped off to just over 400 years old. And then, as time went on, the lifespan dropped off to just over 200 years old. And then Abraham lived to be just 175 years old. And now today, it's very rare for someone to live to be over 100 years old. Greater oxygen in the atmosphere could have contributed to people living longer in the past. And it also could have contributed to animals growing much bigger than what they do today. Here's a fossilized millipede that was found that was over 6 feet long and 1.5 feet wide. A fossilized dragonfly was found the size of a seagull. Fossilized oyster shells have been found on top of mountains, and they were huge. Here's a man sitting on one. Now, how do you get giant fossilized oyster shells on top of mountains? Well, obviously, there was a worldwide flood. A fossilized rodent over 1,500 pounds has been found. Now, that's a big guinea pig. A rodent the size of a buffalo. Researchers say they have found fossils for a 1,545-pound giant that thrived in the past in a swampy South American forest. Here's a giant fossilized turtle that lived in the past. It was measured at over 13 feet long and 16 feet wide, flipper to flipper. So obviously, the world before the flood was very different. There was much more oxygen in the atmosphere, and this probably allowed people to live longer, and it obviously allowed animals to grow much bigger than what they do today. Now, a simple fact of science is that reptiles never stop growing. They grow all of their lives. So what would happen to a reptile if you put him in the pre-flood world and let him live to be over 900 years old? Well, you would have a pretty big lizard on your hands. Dinosaurs would have thrived in the pre-flood world. For more information, be sure to check out my book, Truth in Genesis, Exposing the Lie of Evolution in Millions of Years. You can get it on Amazon.com or just click the link below. It'll take you straight to it. So let me know what you think about this video in the comments below. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.